The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We're starting in Yitzhak Hashem now, Perek HaZorik, and the subject of the first Mishnah in our Perek is the act of getting the get. No pun intended, getting the get, which it really contains in the two distinct elements which have to be discussed separately. The Mishnah discusses the idea of not putting, even though we know the basic structure of a gerushin is writing up the get with all the halachas of lishma, all the halachas that are in the get, hilchashtaris, writing up that get and giving over the get to her. V'nosan biyodo, to quote the Torah. And in that context, the Mishnah tells us that the halacha is zokul abitach beisoy abitach chatzera afilu hiimo abimito enim gureshes. L'tach cheiko, or l'tach kolso, if the get is put into her rishus, something that's owned by her properly or into her possessions, harezu megureshes. If it's put into his property, then it's not. The Nisina's get has to be biyodo. In that context, the Gemara says that putting into her chatzur is also considered an act of biyodo. This is what the Gemara refers to in many places in Shas as chatzur mishum yodo, chatzur mishum shlucho. The same idea of making a shlich with Kabbalah, which was discussed extensively in the previous parak, is also the same is true in the context of a chatzur being her shlich, except for the fact that as the Gemara above Metzia tells us, that since Shlucha Shladam Kemoisoi, only when the person wants that Shliach, my Chotzer can't be kind of something for me which is to my detriment. We can't assume that there is no halacha of considering a get a schutz in order to be able to give her a get in her chotz and midin. Shlichus has to be midin yodo, and that the Gemara says is learnt out from the pasuk. So in the context of an osam biyodo, the kium of biyodo is not only her physical hand, but it's anything which is considered her domain, her rishus, is considered biyodo. The Gemara learns out in the first parak of Metzia, special halacha, that the reshus of get for a woman confers, distinguishes her chotzer as having more koyach to be koyner, because it opens up the possibility of being a yad legation. But we're not going to go into that now. The point is that her reshus is considered an extension of biyodo, like the Gemara says, v'nosan biyodo in le'el yodo goyen chatzir kafir v'minayin, v'nosan mikol mokoyim. This is really the halacha of shlichus. What's not assumed in the biyodo part is what goes into v'nosan. So we've had the fourth parak, the previous parak, the parak of Mishra, was full of the halachas of shlichus, leget, one of the principal inyonim and shas that are discussed in Maseches Gittin, and the second parak of Maseches Kedushin is the halachas of shluchish ladim kemois. In that context, we understand that if Reuven wants to give a get to his wife, and he's b'manah shimon to be a shliach, so the halacha is shluchish ladim kemois, and that's called a mais in the scene. And there it's rather simple, because the same way shlichus b'chol haTorah works, that's considered a mais of the mishalech, or the shliach has the koyach to do that maisa. We discussed in some of the previous shiurim of the fourth parak how exactly to define the shlichus of get. Is the pshat that Shimon, the shliach, has the power to do a maisa in the sino, and the v'nosam biyodo comes from Shimon, he's a bal koyach to be megayer sheishes Reuven, or we could say it differently, we could say that shluchus shladim kemoisoi is considered as if Reuven himself did the maisa v'nosam v'nishvi. In any case, it's considered a kiyum of v'nosam biyodo. What's not so self-explained is that there's two ways of understanding, or at least two ways of understanding, what distinguishes, what goes into v'nosam. In the simple sense, a maisa nesina is a physical act. It has nothing to do with kinyonim per se. And yet, the act of giving over the get clearly has to do with the Rishul, the same way we say the Rishul Chotzer is that she's koine the get. When he gives the get, there has to be an act of giving the get. Is the giving over v'nosan on his part, biyoda on her part, consistent with Hilchus Kinyonim, where the makne has to give something to the koine? The makne puts or the kohen takes into his reshus, the kinyan is created, is chal, al yidei the fact that it's now in the reshus hakohen, and it got there from the reshus hanoisin. And even that is not so partial. And sometimes a kohen can be kohen. I allow you to be kohen in my chamor, you make the mashiach in the chamor, I'm not doing anything. That will Mitzvah Shom will discuss in the next year. But let's assume that I'm giving it to you. Is that because, by Gerushin, because of a kinyan, or that's because of vinosan, the Torah? The Torah calls it vinosan, the Torah doesn't call it umakne. Or is that consistent with Hilchos Kinyon? So here we have an interesting concept which discusses the Ktzois, discussed in a few places, most notably Simon Reish, Sivkot Nehid, Avnim Luim, discusses the same idea in, which is more on the halachs that we're learning, Kuf Lamites, Sivkot Nyud Gimu. That whereas a regular shtar, the vehicle by which a shtar is chal, and it creates a kinyan, let's say if Reuven wants to be makne, any time a buyer and a seller are signing a contract, we'll assume that a contract is a shtar kinyan, for argument's sake. There's a lot more that goes into that discussion than just on a simple level, but for argument's sake, assuming that a contract written between a buyer and a seller in a house is a legal shtar kinyan, no money has to exchange hands. As soon as the shtar is written, with kosher edim, not kosher edim, again, we won't get into the problem of what has to be on the shtar in order to render it a legal document, but in any case, when the shtar is given over, what does it mean it's given over? It means when the koiner, the person who's getting the field, gets the shtar, again, no pun intended on the word get, when he acquires the shtar as an act of kinyan, that's when it's considered that the shtar is by him, that's when the kinyan is completed. Says the Ktzois, that by get, that's not the case. By get, it's not that when the koiner is koiner the shtar, is when the get is chal, it's when the koiner, or in this case the woman, gets the shtar, gets the get, that the chalois gerushin is completed. What's the difference between getting and acquiring? It sounds like semantics. Either way, you have to get it in your hand. Says the Ktzois, an interesting thing. He says that in our sugi is mavur, that if Reuven wants to be Megarish's wife, and she has a chotzer, he could put the get in her chotzer, thereby giving her possession of, that's called biyoda, it's an extension of biyoda, like we said before, that's called she gets the get. Now, where's the problem, Gemara says? The problem is that she doesn't have a yad l'kinyan. Anything midderaisa that a wife is kind, a husband's kind. So she's getting the get. He's getting the get. What's the vinosam biyoda? He's putting it into his other hand. One hand holds it for the other. Zokdehele gemara vinosam biyoda. That's what we call in halacha gita v'chatzera boin keachas. The pshat is that since when she gets the get in the gerushin itself, inherently lies the fact that she now has a reshus, independent of his reshus. That's what being muteres lachol adam. She's now yotzel l'shuk. She has a yad liknois, so she gets the yad liknois with the get, which gives her the yad liknois. Aisha can only get the get. The kiyum of anasim yod is only when she gets the document, and the getting is not possible until she's divorced. The chutz a catch 22. The gemara says gitim achatzer or going karas over here. The catch 22. We'll give her the get. Since with the getting of the get, she gets the gerushin, so by getting the gerushin, she gets the get. It sounds like a tongue twister. By getting the gerushin, she gets the get. By having the reshus of the shtar, she gets the get. The way she gets the reshus is by being in this gerushin in the first place. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Zok de helig ha-ktzois. That's only true by gerushin. That's not true by kinyonim. Therefore, if I want to actually give somebody a deed on the field, I want to make him the owner of my house, I write a shtar, a valid shtar kinyan, and I want to put it into another house that he owns. I want to put it into the house which he's going to be kohen. I want to sell him a house. In that house, I put the shtar in. What I want him to do is get the yad of having the chotzer. I mean, say, I want him to be able to kohen with that house. The house is not his. Yeah, but if the shtar will be given to him, then the house will become his. So why not do the same catch 22? It's the same thing. Zok the Ktzois that it does not work. Because it doesn't make sense. You have to have reshus in order to get something in that reshus. It's a halachim yuchedes in get. Now, why is there a halachim yuchedes in get? Why should get be different? The teretz is because get is not based on the idea of acquiring the chayit. It has to do with it being in her rishus, getting it in the way that'll give her the rishus, and that's called she'll get the rishus by getting it in the rishus, that's enough. But in terms of kinyan, that catch 22 never starts. If you don't have A, you can't have B, and so on. That's what the Ktzoy says. Now, the etzem case that there's an existential difference between the getting of a shtar get and the difference between getting a shtar kinyan is Dover Baruch Kacham. And there are several rais which are Dvar Mechim. One is the etzem idea that lule, the fact, the Gemara says in Yivam Estav Kofit Gimel, lule, the fact that there's a problem that's called Mishaleches v'chazes, you can't be Megarish, Chalais Gerish, is not Chal, the woman who's a Shoite. As far as getting the get is concerned, it would be possible to divorce a woman who's a Shoite. She doesn't have a Yad L'Kinyin. She doesn't have a Yad L'Kinyin. Now, why don't I just bring a raya, a simpler raya than Shoite? Ketana, or Masechta, is full of giving a get L'Ketana. Why don't I bring a raya from there? So there we have a concept, which is called Dasaches Makne. If I want to be a Mekoyin to any Rishonim, this is the Raisa. If we go with these Rishonim, what is Dasaches Makne? If I want to be Makne something to a cotton, we'll make it a simple case. I want to give a child a lulav, and I want it to be lochem, I want it to be koina. The lulav deraisa on the first day, so because this way it'll be lochem. He can't be koina, a cotton can't make any chaloisin, he can't sell, he can't buy. Says the Rishonim, the concept is called Dasaches Makne, which was mavur earlier in the seventh parak by us, the Psalmuch Dalb, that Dasaches Makne works that because the cotton has a yad, he just can't create any new status, he can't create any kalois. The Makne giving him that thing in his hand will actually affect, the Makne can affect, can create the chalois kinyan to be chal in the yad of the cotton. Meaning, say, the yad of the cotton gets the chavetz, and the makne, the one who's giving him that matono, money, whatever it is, will create the chalois using his hand, dasachas makne. Further discussion of the idea is not necessary now. What's important to point out is, of course, that's only true when there's a makne. If a cotton picks up a mitzia, there the kuliyami is only kind of a derabonim. That's the obvious Tetzor of the fact that the only way a cotton can be zoyk is dasacheret. But in any case, what's important to us in our discussion is the fact that inherent in that shmuz is that's only by a cotton, not by a shoyte, the Rishonim point out. A shoyte cannot be koina. A shoyte who's given something is not koina with the raisa, even with dasacheret makna. So how could he be megarish a shoyte? The Teretz is, like we said, it's mukra umavur, that gerushin has nothing to do with acquiring the get. It has to do with vinasim biyada. That's called vinasim biyada. You put it in the hand of the shoyta, she's holding on to it, that's vinasim biyada. There's a zaitik problem, a side problem, in being a garish, a woman, who's lost her mental stability, which is, unfortunately, could happen. Of course, the halakhic problem of a woman Nebuch in such situations is not as bad, because a man could midderaisa marry another woman. Only they had to marry Rabbonon to get away from Chayim Dar Benegesh. A man losing his mental stability is a lot worse. And that's what the Paiskim can consistently deal with. That's what we learned in the previous Prokem. But in any case, from the fact that Yigmi Megarish Shoite is clear that the act of getting a get has nothing, Vinos and Biyoda has nothing to do with the Kenyan. And that's what the Ktsoy says. The Ktsoy says that Dasacher is Makna. I'm sorry, that Gita Viyoda Boim Kahakas is a halacha that's unique to get. Also by Shtar Shichru. The same idea is by Shtar Shichru. Shtar Shichru is also not that the Eved is Koino. He gets the Yad Al Yidei having the Shtar Shichru put in his hand. In that context, it does not have to be a Maisa Kenyan. It's enough that, that is called Vinasim Biyodo. Another Raya Mukhrakas is, this is less of a Raya Mukhrakas, but it's a Raya Mukhrakas. Many Rishonim hold that Isure Hano, whether we have something, a piece of Orlo, it's Isure Hano, if you have something possible, theoretically, if you could write on it, a Shtar Kedushin would be possible. The Ramah passing is that way. And Eben Ezra Lamed Bey Siv Dalid, but a shtar gerushin would be kosher. Many Rishonim hold that one cannot be koina isuri hanah. If Reuven gives Shimon isuri hanah, forget about Reuven, that he's not allowed to be nana by giving it. But let's say Shimon finds his suya, he picks it up, he wants to be koina on the streets of Africa. He can't be koina. There is no bailus in something that has no tashmishin. His suya, one cannot benefit, one cannot buy, sell, use, gain, profit, and so on. So therefore one cannot be koina. The Rivosh argues, but many Rishonim are muchrach, that they hold that Yisru'ano don't have kinyan. If Yisru'ano don't have kinyan, how can one, there's halacha that one could write a get on Yisru'ano? How can one write a get on Yisru'ano? L'chayra. It can't be given, it can't be acquired. The Teretz is the same thing. It can't be acquired, there's no kinyan on Yisru'ano. But a kiyum of the din of the Nosam Biyodo is Yashayach. And therefore by a shtar kedushin, which is not of the Nosam Biyodo, but a shtar kedushin is a act of giving over a shtar kinyan. It has to do with the regular gedarim of shtar kinyan. One has to, the woman has to acquire the shtar kedushin. Can't be mekadosh shoyti either. Therefore, the halacha would be that you can't write a get on isur hano. There is a gemara in kedushin of test that talks about writing on a shtar that's worth less than a shav of pruta. The chiddush is that one could be coined as something even though it has no monetary value of a shav of pruta. It's something. Mashenkin isur hano, which is nothing, one can't use it. Over there, there's no kinyan whatsoever, and therefore it's not good for shtar kedushin. That's the Ramon Evan Ezra that we just mentioned. Reb Shimon Shkop brings a raya that seems to indicate not like the Ktzoyis' premise from a Gemara in Gittin of Chof. Gemara, some broken back Chof on the base. The Gemara says, "Arei ze Gittin." He wants to give her a get vaniyor shali. Trying to explain, we're talking about a case where the Rajva says over there, where the get was written on a tas shalzov. He doesn't want to give her the tas shalzov. If he's divorcing her, he's not interested in giving her something of value. He wants to be megarish her, he wants to divorce her, but he does not want to give her the get. Therefore, if he says that niyor is shaloi, the halacha is ein ze megoresh, as Rashi explains, that if you don't own the paper, then it's kilo the oisius. All she got was the oisius. If all she got was the oisius, then it's kilo oisius parchois ba'avir. L'choy reflects the kashay lo, Shim says, if she doesn't have to be kind to the get, all you need is a kim v'nasam biyodo. Why is it not enough, even though the paper is his, but since he's giving over the paper with the writing, why is it oisius parchois ba'avir? She doesn't have to be kind to the get. Shim says this would seem to indicate not like the choices you saw. So the Velt is Miyashiv, you see in the Rambam also in Perches and Hilchos Gershon and Halacha Yudal, would sound that way, that the problem over there is not a problem because she wasn't koina to get that kishalatzma, it would not be a problem. Like we just said, there's no din of kinyan in Vinosa Biyodo. All you need is that the get is Biyodo. A maisin Vinosa Biyodo you need, not a kinyan that the get is Biyodo. But there's a problem over there that since the Vinosa Biyodo, the Gemara says in several places, Vinosa Biyodo has to be in a way where there's a krisus, where he gives it over to her, and that act creates a krisus, a cutting off between the two of them. That this exhibits itself in several ways. The classic is that if he gives megarisher and he puts some type of tenai into the gerishim which will keep her for the rest of her life, in some way attached to him. Hareze gitech hamanas shaloi tishtiayin loilam. So the rest of her life, in some way, she's bound to him. She can't drink white wine every Shabbos for the rest of her life. She, in some way, she's always bound to him. It's chson krisus on a simple level. Explain the Rishonim. This is the Rambam that's negate to our din. That if he gives her a get and he's holding on to the get, there's a chesaron increases. We'll see this more in Mitzvah Hashem in the next year. But the idea over here is that it's a chesaron specifically in the Sefer Krisus. It's not a chesaron the fact that the paper is not hers. In the Vinosam Biyodo. So this would be consistent with the Ktois' way of thinking. Again, the Etzim Yisoid is that Vinosam Biyodo is not an act of kinyin, but it's an act of nesino. This would also explain there's halacha of chosur shmuel balamom, and complicated halacha b'dini moment is if the transaction is created al yidei shliach, then there's a halacha that the shliach in certain cases has to be able to go back to the mishaleach with not a report, but he has to be able to give back the what happened, the ma'isa that happened to the mishaleach. There's no such halacha in gerushin. One of the explanations offered on this way of thinking is that that's halacha specifically in transactions and kinyanim. Mashen, we're talking about v'nasa biyada, a shlichus of v'nasa biyada is a shlichus on that maisa. So v'melu, when the shlich carries out his task, either the shlich on the v'nasan or the shlich on the biyada, shlich l'alacha or shlich l'kabala, the halacha is that shlich does not have anything to be chazur etzel abal. So it would also be in the same line of thinking. The next year, we'll discuss a case that's discussed in our Gemara, and we're going to then discuss what the requisite requirement for the Vinosan is. Who has to do the Maisa of Nesinus HaGet, and who, if that get is goes over from the man's issues to the woman's issues with Hakno, what type of Kinyan is considered a Kinyan of Vinosan Biyodah.